Tim Walz is a treasure trove of stupid videos and takes. He is the broken vending machine, if you will, that just keeps on giving free snacks of Democrat politicians. Tim Walz was at the University of Minnesota's law school, and he was talking to the graduates there, and he made a case that ICE is basically the modern Gestapo. I want to show you that video. Here it is. And then I want to show you Christy Noem's reaction, because it's pretty brutal. It's really good. As always, guys, please like the video and subscribe so other great patriots like yourselves can see it. Here we go.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye, just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not, because they refused to give them a trial. We're supposed to just take their word for it. And when duly elected members of Congress tried to exercise their constitutional right of oversight at an ICE facility, they get shoved around and threatened with arrest. And when courts told them repeatedly to knock it off, they brazenly defy them.
Honestly, disgusting behavior from Tim Walz. Like, you got to remember, this is at a graduation. So these are the inspiring messages that Tim Walz has decided to leave the graduates, which really the reason why Tim Walz is there, we all know, is whatever the faculty did there to turn these people into commies. I'm sure that's most of the work they did. Tim Walz is just the kind of the icing on the cake. He's really just trying to finish that off so all these people can go on to become judges like Ketanji Brown Jackson. In any case, Tim Walz is a liar. Everything he says in that is a lie. And Christy Noem calls him out, at least the X account does for the Homeland Security, which, of course, Christy Noem is the head of Homeland Security. This is how they responded, and it's pretty fantastic. They said, Governor Walz's comments comparing ICE agents to the Gestapo is sickening. ICE agents put their lives and safety on the line to arrest criminal illegal aliens let into our country. Below are just some of the criminal illegal aliens ICE has arrested in Tim Walz's Minnesota. And they put like 15. I'll just show you two of them. First one, on May 1st, 2025, this month, ICE arrested Abdurrashid Elmi, a 50-year-old illegal alien from Somalia. His criminal history includes convictions for murder, driving while intoxicated, and disorderly conduct. One more that they put, I'll put in there. On April 24th, ICE announced the arrest of Eric Martinez Mondragon, a 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico and a member of the 18th Street Gang, a very dangerous gang. He served time for robbery and possession of a firearm. And it gets much worse. Frankly, I omitted a lot of the worst ones in there because YouTube would make me take the video down. So, brutal takedown. I mean, really good. A great takedown from them in just honesty and transparency of what ICE is doing. I think everybody finds it incredibly fascinating that the people that Democrats want to defend more than anybody right now are men like the ones in that tweet that came into our country illegally. Like, here's the deal. This is my position on the illegal immigrants. There's a lot of illegal immigrants in our country, at least 11 million. That's kind of the estimate. I don't fault them, because if I was an immigrant, if I lived in Mexico, if I was a citizen of Mexico, I would want to come to the United States too. It's the greatest nation on earth, no question. Who I really fault are Democrats, for like Biden, for instance, who literally lets all of those immigrants in with absolutely no strings attached. There's absolutely no accountability. So I blame Democrats. I do not blame the illegal immigrants. However, if there are brutal, convicted murderers, other awful things, again, that I can't say on YouTube, get rid of them immediately. And the fact that we have ICE agents that are willing to put their lives in the line to get them out is fantastic. All the other illegal immigrants, I think that we should treat them, you know, kindly, and I think they should still be deported, but those ones should be brutally taken out. I should take them out. We should use every bit of the law to do it, even something that might be construed as violence, I think is more on the side of justice, considering what they've done into our country and how they haven't been here in the first place. I think most people agree with that. I think it's fascinating that Democrats want to defend them so bad, even though they are the worst people that could possibly be in the United States, and it could ultimately be the downfall for them in 2026 and 2028. I think Republicans have made a few mistakes in the last few months. I think the momentum in some ways can be with Democrats, depending on how you look at it. But right now, how they handle the immigration problem is not doing them any favors at all. The recent polling on immigration, by the way, is pretty interesting. If you look right now, President Trump, this is from The Economist. If you look right now, Trump's net approval is +5 on immigration. +5 is very, very good. Very, very good. It's his best issue. He's clearly handling it like the American people want. Another interesting thing that came out today, this is from The Catalyst. This is the presidential elections among Hispanic men. And you could see here that in 2012, Obama won Hispanic men by plus 24. And that lead essentially just keeps dwindling until Trump this last time won Hispanic men. And since 2012, which really wasn't that long ago, that is a 30-point swing. So, no, I don't want to hear from Democrats about how this is racist, because guess what? Hispanic men don't like it either. They don't. The citizens that vote, the ones that immigrated here either a long time ago and they, you know, their parents immigrated here and they're natural-born citizens, or the ones that just came here and actually came legally, they don't like illegal immigration, and they support Donald Trump on this 100%. Trump and Republicans are 100% right on this issue. They should double down on it. I think they are. I mean, there's no question they're doubling down on it. I think Kristi Noem has done a very good job as Homeland Security Secretary. But politics are so reactionary nowadays. It's kind of the funny part of it. If Republicans continue to double down on immigration, on their most popular immigration laws right now, like the deportations, Democrats, because they're so reactionary, are likely going to double down on the stupidity, like supporting full-on criminals. And again, I'm not talking about the crime of coming here illegally. I'm talking about an extra crime that they committed inside. Democrats are supporting that. And that's really, at the end of the day, a win for the Republican Party that obviously is also best for Americans as well. So it's a win-win. Democrats have totally lost the plot on this. As many of you know, I have a newborn at home, and so I'm getting literally zero sleep right now, but the gym is still a priority. And fortunately, I have Energy Rocks, the partner of this show, and it gets me the energy that I need. Energy Rocks replaces kind of that heavy, sugary pre-workout drink with a light supplement that you can fit in your pocket and eat whenever you need that boost. It's modeled after Pop Rocks. Energy Rocks was created by an athlete for athletes and anyone who needs a caffeine boost to enjoy without the messy mixes and the caffeine crashes. Guys, favorite part, it's only 20 calories. I'm gonna cut right now. It's only 20 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and you get all of the energy that you would get from one cup of coffee. Right now, they are giving my audience a very generous offer of 20% off all their products. You just gotta use the code JoshCarr20 off at checkout. The link and that code are in the description below. Bernie Sanders was on the Andrew Schultz podcast and fully admitted in front of everybody that the Democrat Party is corrupt. You could tell while he was saying it that he's very afraid to say it. Take a look.
That is like, they didn't even know if it was her. We didn't even know if Biden was president. We didn't even know if these were her talking points. And we felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt, that we didn't have a say on who could be president. We talk a lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy, but from the Democrat perspective, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. And I think they need to have some accountability of that.
No argument here.
I donated for you. I mean, I wanted you to, like, 2016, I was like, this is going to happen. This guy's going to do it. And it felt like they stole it from me. And I'll be honest, it broke my heart when you supported him.
Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice. And I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you. But, you know, you're down to a choice. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or is it going to be Donald Trump? Not a great choice.
But it ended up being him anyway, so why don't we burn it down?
Well, because it's easy to say, burning it down means that children are not going to have, you know, food to eat, that the schools will deteriorate, people will not have health care.
I got it.
And I'm an elected official, I got to represent the people.
That's fair.
And I can't turn my back on.
But then could we not also say, if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear...
Fair enough. That is, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
So what are we doing here? Well, he literally just admitted that Democrats are a threat to democracy, yet he still supports them and caucuses with them. And you can tell, by the way, while he's talking that he's terrified to say it because his handlers are going to punish him. Obviously, he's trying to get AOC elected as president in 2028. Maybe they're not going to let that happen. Here's what I think of Bernie Sanders. I think that Bernie Sanders was a populist in 2016. I think he was an outsider. I think he had a lot of support, and maybe he would have won if the establishment hadn't stepped in. I really do think the primary is probably stolen from him. But after that point, after 2016, I think he realized if you can't beat him, join them. I think Bernie Sanders ceased to be anti-establishment a long time ago. People are still acting like he is. Like, Bernie Sanders is the establishment. He does all the talking points of the left. When people ask him to criticize Democrats, he'll kind of do it, like in that video. But again, he's afraid to do it. And you can tell the reason why is because he's afraid of what the establishment will do to him. Bernie Sanders is the oligarchy, in my opinion. Obviously, there was the whole story with him going around in private jets with AOC while he's telling all of you that you need to stop driving your car because it's emitting too much carbon. That is oligarchic behavior. I'm sorry. And by the way, he didn't say a word when Biden got cooed by Kamala Harris back in August, I think it was. So he's admitting it now, like all Democrats are. They're admitting it was a horrible decision. I don't think Bernie said a word about it when it happened back in August. I think he wanted it to happen. I think 100% he thought that Kamala Harris would be better than Biden. He was totally happy to subvert democracy within his own party in order to do it. And yes, I know he's not technically a Democrat, but he caucuses with Democrats. He's effectively a Democrat, even though he says that he's an independent because he likes the PR that he gets from that. I think he fully supported Kamala Harris. I think his dying wish, because he's not going to be president, and I don't think he's going to run in 2028. I think he knows that people are sick of old presidents. I think that's one reason why his dying wish is AOC to win, because she kind of mirrors some of his policy. And he's going to try to kind of change the Democrat Party from within the establishment, with AOC. Maybe he'll be like a chief of staff. Maybe he'll work on the cabinet. Even if he's not in her cabinet, though, if she were to win, which I don't think she would, but you never know. If he were to be there, I think even if he was not in the cabinet, he would have a very influential role in AOC's campaign as well as her presidency. Again, God forbid. I really hope that's not the case. But if it were, I think Bernie Sanders would be there. And I think, again, at the end of the day, they would only do what the establishment wants because their whole campaign would be funded by establishment money. So as far as I'm concerned, AOC, Bernie Sanders, I think they're just as establishment as Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are. The left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. It's on Amazon right now. I talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing it. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel as well so other great patriots like yourself will see it. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern to see the live show, and you can check out another video right here.